back to the second hour. Matt Flynn Direct coming to you in Madison.
Taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the second hour. Matt Flynn Direct coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to come to Wisconsin. The governor race. There's a primary on the Republican side, as you well know. The Duchess of Foxconn. The Duchess of Foxconn, Abby Lady Clayfish, is running. Lieutenant Governor under Scott Walker. This fellow Tim Michaels is running. Guy comes out of left field. Guy's a business, he runs a company, goes, I should be governor. And then as Ramthan of Campbell's Ward. You know, there's got to be some comic relief in all these things. And his press conference the other day, you know, he's down at 5% in the polls or something, but his press conference the other day, he has this very, very solemn, very, very kind of reverential look to him. And he goes, quote, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I mean, come on, guy. Richard Nixon said, I am not a crook. You got to understand something. If you say I'm not a crook, everyone knows you're a crook. Only a crook would say, I am not a crook. You go, I am not a conspiracy theorist. You're a conspiracy theorist. Everybody knows it. First of all, they know it anyway. You're a QAnon guy. But secondly, only a conspiracy theorist would say, I am not a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, who gets up there and says, I am not a murderer? I mean, who says something like that? It's ridiculous. But of the other two, you know, Nicholson dropped out, so you have the Duchess of Foxconn and Michaels, freelance guy, comes in out of right field, left field, wherever he comes from, parachutes in, says, I want to be governor, really. And by the way, he's lived for a long time in Connecticut and in New York City. It's a very, very, you know, he's a wealthy guy, which I respect. His company, you know, they get well over $1 billion in state contracts, so I'm sure he'd like to be governor. By the way, he claims he's going to put it in a private, in a blind trust. How do you put a construction company in a blind trust when it's called Michael's Construction Company? All right. So you claim you're not going to talk to any of these people. You don't think that when they go and bid on something, everybody knows it's the governor who's involved? His name's on the company. But in any event, that's what the guy's going to do. He says he's not going to get in, neither is the Duchess of Foxconn. But the Duchess has been attacking Evers and attacking the Democrats on something that really invokes that, you know, if you live in, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. During the height of the pandemic, there were a lot of unemployment claims made, obviously, you know, restaurants had a shutdown. And this is before the pandemic relief, which the Republicans try to block. In any event, a lot of unemployment comp claims, now they're down to a trickle. Employment situation is better. Unemployment is lower than at any time since 1968. Go back, do the math. 54 years. But back a couple of years ago, it had spiked. And the computers got overloaded, and there were some delays. Immediately, the Duchess, you know, she fanned herself with a fan, and she said, bring me the smelling salts. I have the humors. Something's happening with unemployment comp. Well, really? Well, really? Governor Evers said, these are antiquated. I just got in office. These are antiquated computers. I've got to have X dollars to upgrade them. The Republicans fought about that. Even though they pay Gableman over $1 million now to defend himself against ethics charges at our expense. But when it came to anything having to do with unemployment computers, no. Anyway, it finally got done. But it come to find out a former cabinet member in Scott Walker's cabinet, he was the Secretary of Workforce Development, Manny Perez, just came out and said, Clayfish and Walker disregarded his plea to update the unemployment comp computer system for computer claims. Unemployment comp claims, the computer system that handled them. And then he said, quote, they knew there was a crisis in the making and did nothing, end quote. This is not a Democrat. This is a member of Walker's cabinet. When there are cabinet meetings in the Capitol, the lieutenant governor sits in. Lieutenant governor is, in effect, part of the cabinet. The head of the Secretary of Workforce Development, which I think had the prior name, I think it had been the Commerce Department, but I forget which one it does. They've changed the names over there so much that may be something else, but in any event, this guy goes, we are having a real crisis with unemployment comp. The computers are antiquated. We've got to upgrade them in case there is a run on it. Well, back then there wasn't immediately a run on it, and so they blow the guy off. Yeah, okay, mañana. And he says, quote, they knew there was a crisis in the making and did nothing. So, you know, the word to the Duchess is when people in class houses should not throw stones. You were the lieutenant governor. You were in Walker's cabinet at those meetings. You heard the Secretary of Workforce Development say, there's a real crisis in the making. We've got to upgrade these computers. You did nothing. You didn't ask Walker to do anything. You laughed at it. You laughed at it, in effect. You knew there was a crisis and did nothing. And now you have the gall. And then your party said, oh, we got to upgrade them, and there's fighting over the money for it. No fighting over money for Gableman. No fighting over money for Gableman, because Voss just stuck his hand in the piggy bank. But then you go, well, Evers was asleep at the switch. He got elected in 2018. He took office in 2019. Pandemic hit about a year later. Pandemic hit a year later, and you're roasting him and attacking him. There's got to be some plausibility to this. There's got to be some plausibility to this. There's no plausibility in what you're doing. And by the way, let's go on to one other thing having to do with Wisconsin. Fred Prehn, here's the other thing the Republicans are doing, supported by Clayfish. Fred Prehn should not be on the DNR board. Fred Prehn, his term was up over a year ago. Evers appointed a replacement. Prehn won't leave, because the Senate won't even discuss Evers' replacement. The partisan Republican Supreme Court said, that's fine, he can stay. Fred Prehn has one sole mission, and that is to have cancer water. He won't say that. He'll say, no, the manufacturers can put whatever they want in the water. And now we have tainted wells all around the state. We should be a clean water state. We always were a clean water state. Well, it turns out that Fred Prehn's digital devices are being sent for a forensic review to find out what he was up to, what skullduggery he was up to. Judge in Dane County's ordered. Turns out that he had considerable contact with Republican legislators who induced him to stay on. This thing was cooked up in the parking lot. It was cooked up in the parking lot, and that is going to come out. That is going to come out. Okay, the lines are live. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Boy, this is a great great show as usual this morning. And it's so interesting to me, you know, how the Duchess of Foxconn's out there going after Evers when Evers is trying to remedy all of the problems that they've put upon our state, going after all of our institutions, going after workers' comp, going after the Department of Labor, you know, Workforce and Development, you know, busting our Board of Elections, you know, what we had before. I mean, he went after any kind of department that we had, broke it down, tore it apart. I mean, you know, and then they expect the next governor to come and handle one of the biggest crises that I've ever seen in my lifetime. You know, yeah, honey, get up there and just promote yourself and run down Evers, who's been a blessing to our state, because I could not imagine what kind of a situation we'd be in right now if Walker or any of his colleagues were running our state. We would be up the creek without a paddle, and I hope everybody realizes that. They didn't care one bit about anybody in the state except for the people that gave them money. And she used to say when she'd meet with them, "Oh, what can I do for you?" When she'd go and meet with the businesses, "Give me a break." She never cared one bit about any person in our state, and none of those people that were in that administration did. So I hope people remember what's going on here. And also, Joel made such a great point, because they need to show how long the invasion of our capital went on for, because that it seemed endless. And people need to feel it again, because Democrats, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I am not a party person, but my eyes have been opened wide, and to see the only party that cared enough about our country to fight hard, because they kept us from going into the gutter and being, you know, strung out with poverty in every single state. They went to work to save America during a pandemic and all the destruction that the Republicans have caused upon our country. People remember that.
Right. No, Gene, you speak with passion. You always do, and you're making terrific points. I really appreciate your calling in. And you're right. It's kind of mind-boggling, the hypocrisy that's going on with the Republican Party, attacking the Democratic Party for things that they did themselves. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.